national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Care and Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Care and Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger. They built our country.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this week. And can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show,
and the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The Bigger Show will be live in 3, 2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Happy Independence Day. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this July 4th, Independence Day. If you're just getting your morning started and you're just peeking out, starting your grill, getting everything prepped and ready, it is a really, really pleasant morning. It is pleasantly cool for July 4th. I mean, when we woke up this morning, we had gotten a really good rain in our neck of the woods. The grass, of course, is immaculate. Young David Christmas and Big David Christmas took care of the lawn on yesterday. God rained down some showers to water the beautiful lawn. So it got a fresh drink. And this morning, it was just beautiful to pop out. It kind of felt, I know this is a stretch, it kind of felt fallish. Maybe not. But it was cool, not so muggy. It felt nice and cool. It felt good, didn't it? Feels good.
It absolutely did. It felt really, really good. I mean, it's still nice out.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice out than it is in here because, of course, you know, us being the hardest working team in radio.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we will definitely wear that badge proudly. You know, while others are out doing what they do, we do what we do.
Oh, yeah.
And we find that the times that you are home and not working and things of that nature, we feel that it is our duty to be here to bring you whatever it is that we need to bring you.
Absolutely. It is our duty to stay on point. And so, if you're listening, of course, you're on point. Now, this morning, as with yesterday, we were, you know, I was looking for which word to describe how yesterday's show went with all the technical difficulties. And I was going to say we were plagued, but instead of saying plagued, I'll say we are being challenged.
Yes, we are.
With some technical difficulties, and if you've been listening, you probably heard those glitches and those hiccups in the system. But because we are indeed the hardest working team on radio, yes, we said we would not be moved by those glitches, by those challenges.
We shall not be moved.
But we were going to work it out, work it out. We were going to work it out this morning.
Especially on a day like today, Carlette, when so many gave so much for us all to be free.
Absolutely. Independence Day, D.C., 238 years since the Declaration of Independence was signed. And I'm going to tell you, this is a time for family. It's a time for people coming together. And if you're in the Gulf South, you know it's a great time for food. But I think that's any city, USA, people are going to be gathering together and having great fellowship, lots of great food, whatever that is for you. And we've got a lot of people throughout the country that are doing this. And we're going to be sharing in what others are doing outside of the state, inside of the state, in and around to share what people are doing today to celebrate the 4th of July. Now, as we were rolling out this morning, in true holiday fashion, D.C., not much traffic on the highway at all. Very, very clear driving in.
I tell you what, it looks like a lot of people got off work today.
I know it. A lot of people are off work today. And this is what else we noticed. We noticed the smoke coming up from the pits already.
Man, I tell you what, we just happened to drive down our street. And mm-hmm. We took a right look over mm-hmm. there at Mayor Carl's house. And we happened to see the pits. You know, those are expert grillsmen that are getting ready to put it down for the 4th of July.
Absolutely. And we couldn't see the actual figures out there at the pit, but we did see the smoke rising into
Absolutely.
The air.
Absolutely, Carlette. You know they are looming around somewhere, putting it down. And I guess that brings us to what we're going to do at the Christmas household. I've decided to just get some really nice ribeye steaks. Young Deuce Christmas loves steaks.
Of course, he likes steaks.
He is marinated.
And are you marinating?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on how you guys want them. But I guess somewhere around, you know, 1, 2 o'clock, we'll slam those babies on the grill and, you know, kind of see. And now, Big G, my mother, Big Granny, we call her Big G, Mildred, she's going to be coming down. That's Mildred Swayze. She's going to be coming down to the Ville to eat and to partake in one of those big giant ribeye steaks that I'm going to be putting down. I guess the question is going to be, what are we going to do by way of side dishes, being that we're
I was thinking about a low carb
eating program. You know, we're going to have to try to figure out.
And speaking of low carb eating program, you know, we hadn't talked about that in a few days. How you coming?
Oh, I'm coming excellent.
I'm
sort of like right now, I've sort of hit a little plateau right here. You know, I got to go back into my weight counselor sometime around, I think, the 10th or 9th or something.
Your weight counselor.
Yes, and once I go into my weight counselors, and my, you know, I'll
your
see
team,
what they say.
It's like, you know, we have all of these great people on the show who are life coaches, and as you said that, you got a weight coach.
Well, I had to get one. You know, I didn't want to start looking like, you know, I mean, you know, because when you're my age, you know, and I'm 48 years old.
Right.
You know, I looked at myself and said, my stomach is protruding, you know, and I've always been sort of a big type of fellow, but I've never, you know, my stomach has always been sort of, you know, been flat and having not really a six pack, but I didn't have a basketball either. So I kind of saw a basketball starting to protrude. I was like, look, I got to do something about this, man.
Yeah. And so you tried several things and you decided you needed a coach.
Absolutely.
And you know what? It's all good because that's what they're there for. People need various different things to create the success in their lives that they'd like to have. And sometimes you just have to go outside of yourself. Sometimes you can try and try as you will, but you just need somebody there to give you that push, to help you to really understand the logistics of what you're doing. And you know, we bring that to you in many different ways. People who have started businesses, people who are in business, and really all they are essentially are coaches for others and mentors for people that are trying to do what they're doing or what they did. And so, you know, I think that's a great point this morning. As we celebrate the 4th of July, a lot of people are going to be doing a lot of different things, and dieting is probably not going to be one of them today.
Absolutely. Now, what we're going to do today is, you know, we are going to do a program where we're going to be talking to people from all over the country. You know, on holiday shows, we like this. You know, we get a lot of feedback from people saying that they like it. And so since we've had really good success with it, and we're so happy to talk to people that we hadn't spoken to in many, many years. And so what we're going to do this morning, and most of the people are from somewhere in central Louisiana. So you just don't know which one of your relatives may be on the air this morning. We may be talking to somebody that's related to you.
Absolutely. So that's why you gotta stay on point. So what we're going to do, David Christmas has been working very, very hard and very, very diligently this morning to iron out the challenges. And, you know, they're probably not completely going to be ironed out, you know, because it is what it is.
Completely. Yeah.
I love how Angel said it. She said it just is. What it is.
That's right.
But you know what? In true form, we're here because it's just not work. And we're super excited to see what others are doing around the country and how they are celebrating Independence Day. And I'm going to tell you, we're talking about barbecues, but we're also talking about good watermelon, D.C. Good, sugary, red, cold watermelon.
You know, we found the melon.
We found the melon.
The melons are in Bunky. Josh Bradley, once again, coming through live right there on Main Street Bunky, right across from the OEZ.
I don't know.
We got some really sweet Sugartown melons, and I think Carlette is finally, she's settled now on what's happening with the melons and, you know.
Y'all, my
course,
belly.
Absolutely. And, of course, you get a chance to philosophize with the great man, Josh Bradley himself. So you can't really go wrong right there. And he may have some of those pecans or some of those other kind of nuts that he
sells. Those almonds.
And Deidre may be out there with some of those sweet potato pie.
And, you know, that was my biggest reserve about going to the watermelon. I will just call it the watermelon truck. It's a truckload of some of the sweetest, sugariest, just best watermelon. You know, 4th of July is not 4th of July without some watermelon. But my biggest reserve about going to the watermelon truck was, is he going to have those sweet potato pies?
Because you think I wouldn't have been able to resist those
pies. It was going to be tough. It was going to be a challenge. And then when we drove up there, you said, I wonder if they got any of those sweet potato pies. I wonder if Deidre's over there. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr. and how he can help you, the number to phone 318-487-9537. Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is our top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria, or phone 318-445-9700. Walker Automotive Group, celebrating 95 years of serving Central Louisiana. When others won't, Walker will. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. You can phone Rosa and her team for home, auto, and life insurance. Remember, we're in hurricane season. And the number to phone, 318-487-1881. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. It's 7:52 local time, 8:52 Eastern. We're going to get a break, but we're back after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup. Real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast with great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 4th of July. It's the long weekend, and I'm going to tell you one thing. I think people are ready. Though we are having some challenges this morning, we are not dissuaded. We are having fun. It is an early morning party. It is the prelude kickoff to your July 4th. And here on point, is somebody we simply call Crime Dog. Kenny Iggins, a.k.a. Crime Dog.
A.k.a. Angler.
Angler. Kenny, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Can't you tell we're absolutely fabulous? We're energetic. We're ready. But you are doing something that I know that somebody sitting directly across from me probably wish he were doing. Where are you at on this 4th of July morning, Kenny?
I'm fishing. I'm 49, B. I beat you out here, brother.
Hey, so let me just kind of set the picture for people who haven't been out there. First of all, what time did you launch this morning?
I launched at 5:30 this morning.
Oh, man.
What?
You told me you were going to launch at about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
You launched at 5:30?
Well, I got up a little early. You know, I got to beat the wind, the people, you know, got to wake the fish up.
And so talk about how beautiful and what does the weather feel like out there right now?
Oh, the weather is beautiful. It's a little wind out the east, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if I don't catch a fish, it's just so relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to ease your mind, get on the water.
Absolutely. Absolutely it does. And so let me ask you this. What are you fishing for this morning?
I'm fishing for white perch. They call them crappies.
Fishing for white perch or, uh-oh, he ran out. He ran. He's got to run back to the microphone. Okay, so.
What are you fishing for? You know they call that the sack.
I go into town, everybody, you know, they go to fishermen. That's a fisherman.
And so what are the fish doing this morning? Are they doing anything?
Oh, no, not really. It's just a whole lot of catfish jumping, you know, and I'm not a catfish fishing man, you know.
Yeah, they can keep
but,
up.
But they showing up on the screen, but they just not doing anything this morning. Yeah.
You're not using
I'll
the right color.
I'll be out here until they start doing something.
Hey, Kenny, you didn't hear DC.
You're not using the right color.
Okay, what color should I use, D?
You need to be using that Blue Thunder.
What are you using,
well,
Kenny?
I have the Blue Thunder.
That's his favorite bait, Carlette, the Blue Thunder.
So, Kenny, what are you fishing with? What are you fishing with for all of those anglers this morning? What are you fishing with?
I'm fishing with something they call popsicle.
Uh-oh, I've never heard of that one. Popsicles. What color?
Yeah, it comes from up north. It's dark purple, pink, and green.
Okay.
It's not the
chartreuse.
Chartreuse.
Uh-huh.
It's just a dark green.
Now, what she know about something?
Well, she
ought to know.
Well, you know, I'm what they call Kenny. I'm what my husband calls the box woman. I keep the box open so when he catches the fish, he just throws them back there. And then if I'm really, really lucky, he doesn't hit me with the fish. But sometimes, you know, sometimes he'll miss the box and he'll hit me with the fish. But I'm like his ride or die. I'm the cleanup person in,
my ride or die,
in the boat.
You're going to still with me out there.
You know, I tried to get my wife out here. She said, I'm not getting in that little boat. I'm trying to get a bigger boat.
Give her a shout-out, Kenny.
I want to give a shout-out to my wife and Hesma, Louisiana. She's at work right now.
Okay.
But I love you, baby.
Okay, Kenny, anybody else you want to shout-out on this big 4th of July?
I just want to give a shout-out to everybody.
Everybody.
That's absolutely. Absolutely. Before you got to go, though, Kenny, I got to put this out there because – you and DC were talking, and y'all have a lot in common because we always kind of crisscross each other fishing. And so you were on vacay last week, and DC told you that he had to have a break from fishing because his wife had what we call, what women call, a honey-do list. And I heard that you had had a situation that you had let some things slack, too.
Yeah.
The wife had to pull your coat, but I see you're back in the water, back in the boat, so that must mean that at least some of the things on that honey-do list were checked off.
Yeah, it was checked off.
Well, let me say.
I still have some things on the honey-do list, but I just snuck out of here after she went to work.
Well, Carla, let me say this right here.
Go ahead.
Because this is important, because most people know that I'm not a big-time angler. I say this to Kenny all the time. You know, Kenny is truly an angler. Let's
get closer to it. Uh-huh.
Kenny is truly an angler. Kenny knows how to go to any lake, mm-hmm. USA, and look around at it and figure out a way to catch some fish.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people really don't understand the way that I fish is sort of simpler. And what I do is what the people who know how to fish tell me. I just follow good instructions. And that's how I've been able to be successful. Because I've only been fishing with my own boat for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I used to just go with Ronnie Ray Gallison, you know, and basically he would tell me what to put in, how to do it, and things of that nature. But Kenny and the guy we're going to talk to here eventually, Griff,
mm-hmm.
Henry Griffith, those are real anglers right there.
Real
those
anglers.
Those men really know how to fish.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you one thing.
I'm going to call you here in a minute, Griff.
That is, Kenny, that's really, really high praise. And since we're not out on the lake, since we are working, because somebody has to, we call ourselves just literally the hardest working team in radio.
Absolutely.
We feel just vicariously a little bit through you being in the boat. We just kind of, for just these few minutes, we feel like we're there. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to feel the cool.
I see the lake. I see it right
I
now.
Do too. I feel the wind
I
from
see
the
Kenny's
east.
Boat.
I see Kenny's boat.
I see Kenny in his boat.
Kenny, well.
Yeah,
I just don't see any fish. I just don't see any white birds.
Kenny, thank you so much. You're a great sport. Have a wonderful Independence Day. And you know what? We hope you fill your box up with white perch.
Okay, thank y'all.
Absolutely. Happy 4th of July.
Well, Carla, we have another call.
That was funny.
I'm going to switch right over because we're going to be going. We're starting locally.
All
right. Right there, we started from
home. Well, we started at the lake.
We're moving up the highway. We're finna come right now. We've got a caller right here. And this is... That is, you hit it too fast. Say something.
Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
Hey, this is CJ. What's going
Big
on?
Big C in the house. That's Big C from the Boom Boom Room.
CJ, happy Independence Day.
Same to y'all. Just getting back and joining y'all show.
Hey, look, Carlette, let me tell you something about CJ now. What we're going to have to do is we're going to have to be careful talking about fish.
Because, oh, yeah.
You know, we give CJ fish, and then he...
He ain't going to do right.
He hards him.
He
man.
Is not going to do right.
First, he didn't give his wife some fish. Then he didn't give mom. Mom hadn't got some fish yet. Well, I got to get mom a fish.
Well, I can truly say this, CJ. Our fish, our supply of fish has diminished. I mean, we had freezers full of fish. We have zero fish.
Well, that's what happens when you good people and you just get, you know, you take care of folks. That's what's going to happen.
That's right. And that makes it like I've emptied that cup and God's going to refill it.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I get back
mm-hmm.
in the water, I'm believing for 100%.
This is what I'm trying to put out there right now, DC. Me and my son, we just left the barbershop.
What? Wait a minute. Hold up.
That's pledge. Yeah,
how in the world did y'all make it to the barbershop and get in and get out? At this hour on the 4th of July, everybody's getting a fresh cut today.
Because we was up for 6 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
Wow. That's how I do it. Okay, so you and Plez, y'all got your fresh cut.
Right.
So you're right on point. So now what?
We're trying to figure out where we're going to get us a plate from.
Uh-oh.
CJ, you not firing up the pit?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm gonna be a muncher today.
Oh, man.
Aww.
So you're going to go from place to place. You're going to do that CJ thing because CJ is a pillar in the community. Now, everybody knows him.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's been around here, and he grew up here, and he is a humble man.
And so he's so welcome.
Like, and then, of course, hey, look, we can't mention CJ without mentioning Reverend Dexter Compton.
You know, you must have read my mind.
Y'all mentioned Reverend Dexter Compton.
Hey, CJ, this has been the burning question that I have. Because I think this is really a great question because a lot of people know you. A lot of people know Pastor Dexter Compton. And you're both really young men. And I wonder, what is that love? What has created that love and that respect that you have for Pastor Dexter?
Well, for one thing, we're both musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So, and his personality, he is so humble with all the gifts that he has. Mm-hmm. I just never saw a man so talented, so humble, a man of God. And what really brought it over for me is how he brings the Bible over, how he explains the Bible. He has an unorthodox style, and I just fell in love with that because I can tell that he's truly anointed, and when he talks, no matter what, no matter what time of day, whatever he's going through, he's always willing to listen. And I just, you know, he's like a big brother to me. I respect him like I respect DC, you know. Good people. You know, I can tell when he talks to me, he's talking for real. There's no fake, you know. I'm gonna come real with it. There's a lot of preachers out here that talk the talk but really don't walk the walk. I know this man walks the walk.
He absolutely does. And let me say this about Reverend Dexter Compton, because, you know, I happen to have had the fortunate task of growing up with him. He was actually 3 years younger than me. That's my mother, his mother, my mother, first cousin. And so, but Dexter, you might think, CJ, that Dexter got like this when he matured and just got older. No, he's been like this since he was young. This guy's been grounded like he is. Ever since I've been knowing him, he hadn't just gotten humble like this, like as he, you know how some people grow older, they get wiser, and they get more humble. No, he's been like this. He was in college like this. He was a humble man in college. So, you know, this is just who he is. When you see him like that, that's why when I hear you say how much you love him, I know it's genuine because I know the man. I know who he is, and he's worthy of that love. You know?
Oh, yeah, man.
And you know what? When you talk about your pastor and you talk about how you love your pastor, and a lot of people use that word loosely, but we said to Pastor Compton when he was talking about, we were celebrating Gilda and her retirement, and I said, when we ever get a chance to talk to CJ, I'm going to ask him about that love, because this is something that is so important and so powerful. It is very, very hard to get a man to follow a pastor in many cases. And so when you love your pastor and you follow him and you serve him, that really speaks to who he is as a man.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you another thing about it, what I just love about it. What people really don't know, he's probably, and I'm not just saying this to say this, he's probably the best musician in the state.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, me being his minister of music is humbling to me to be around a man with so much talent. So all I do is absorb it. And he is never, ever, ever down on me. He always lifts me up. So I love his death. So.
And you know what? I'll take it a step further, CJ. I think he's probably one of the best musicians in the country. There are very few people that are just as talented, and people really don't even know the range.
And that's and that's saying a lot right here, because there's a lot of good ministers out there, but there's not a lot of good ministers who can bring up the people around them. And that's a problem for a lot of people, because you have to be big enough to let somebody else be big. You know, everybody can't do that. You know, some people, the spotlight is just sort of being just so much taken up by them that somebody else who's big, is just hard for them to function around that.
They can't let anybody else in their light.
No, they can't. So basically they have a tendency, and I don't think this is a conscious thing.
No.
You know, they have a tendency to sort of put others' lights out because, you know, or if I can't control it, I'm not going to condone it.
Right.
You know, which, you know how that is.
Man, we went powerful and deep this morning.
We didn't mean to get powerful.
I don't want to hold y'all. I'm really enjoying the show. And I want to tell y'all, I want y'all to have a happy 4th.
That's right.
Oh, thank we you, will.
And DC, I'm going to give you about 2 more months break now.
Wait a minute, CJ.
2 months, he's dead on.
Wait a minute, CJ. I got a lot of things on my honey-do list. Only a few have been checked off, so I don't know. We'll have to see by the time 2 months ends.
I'll push it too fast.
Yeah, he's all about that. CJ, may you and your family have a wonderful Independence Day. Thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
And y'all too. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, you're On Point, the official OPT network, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. The credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence, with 3 locations in central Louisiana to serve you. Hixson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, 24/7, www.hixsonhasit.com. Amerigroup, real solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. The number to phone, 800-454-3730. We're going to get a break here, everybody, but we're back right after this. This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. As we concentrate on music and singing and on this time of the year, a lot of new songs out, new groups out, keep this in mind for me that a bird does not sing because he knows a song. A bird sings because he enjoys the music. Music is a universal language that calms us and makes us wonderful. So I was thinking about my friends with this who sing the blues. And there's a group that was having a blues show the other week. And just a reminder for the community, people who participate in singing the blues and knowing the blues oftentimes are blue themselves because it comes out of oppression, out of worry, out of heartbreak and pain and suffering. Mahalia Jackson once said that to sing the blues is to be blue. To understand sadness is not to know joy. To cry is to have pain. She said, but when one moves to the presence of God, their singing become a joy because they bring praises and lift others out of their blue situation. So say Mahalia Jackson. And I've learned from experience that all of us should have a song in our heart, a melody and a praise. And whenever we're going through difficult times, learn to sing. Sing your song. And God has a way of lifting us above our circumstance and our situation in music without ever knowing the words. Learn to hum a tune. Have a blessed day. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, FEBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today, 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The bigger show. And
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Show will be live. 3, 2.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back. It's Independence Day. It's the 4th of July weekend. And guess what? You're on point. The official OPT Network. Now, I tell you, DC, we are traveling.
Yeah, we're traveling.
We're trying to lift off. But we're still here in Louisiana, but more specifically down in the parish. That's of Oyles Parish. And we've got somebody very, very special on this morning that wants to wish somebody else very, very special, special regards this morning. Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
How are you doing?
Good morning. Who's this?
No, hold on one second.
Henry.
Henry who?
Hold on.
Henry Griffin.
All right. Hold on, Griff. Let's bring Miss Velma up right quick. Okay. Miss Velma got something. Okay, hang on. Hang on, Mr. Henry.
Miss Velma, she just called up. She's got something.
Okay. Miss Velma, good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Miss Velma?
Yes. How you doing, Corinne?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I am blessed. I am doing very well.
Good. So what do you have going on today, Miss Velma?
Well, I wanted to put my son, CJ, on blast this morning.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead and blast him.
Now, he's on the air. Now, he knows he has me spoiled. He cooks for me every day. Now, he announces that he's not cooking today. So I want him to know, and I know he's listening, that if he doesn't get me some barbecue ribs and sausage and potato salad today, I'm going to call you guys back and tell the whole radio land his middle name.
Uh-oh. And Miss Selma, I love the way you put him on blast and what he did. And see, this is a woman thing. What he did was he did it on the slick, you see.
He didn't tell you.
He didn't come over and say, hey, I'm not going to cook. He just put it out there. Yeah, I'm not cooking
today. Dexter would not be proud.
He's thinking he could get away with that, but we say heavens no. We want to make sure that you have your ribs, your sausage, and all of the fixings. So, CJ, you just been called out.
Him and Pledge, y'all better go get some ribs and stuff. Him and Pledge, you got Pledge tagging along with him.
And y'all better do it now, because you know what? Time is a passing.
Yes.
Miss Velma, so other than that, are you doing well today?
I am doing very well. I'm doing very well. And I just wanted to let you guys know I enjoy listening to the show. I listen to you every morning.
Miss Velma, that blesses us immensely.
That's awesome, Miss Velma.
Thank you for saying that. You know what? We never take for granted when people say that they listen to the show. It honors us and it blesses us more than words could ever say. Thank you so much.
Okay. And you guys be very blessed today.
We will indeed. We receive those blessings. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
All righty.
All right. Bye.
All right. Henry, are you there?
Still here.
All right. Uh-oh. So
let's move to the Griff name.
So, Mr. Henry,
Meister.
You've got something really, really big for this 4th of July. Tell us what it is.
Big.
Well, I don't know. Really don't know right now. I'm waiting on the girls to come. They're going to bring them somewhere and, you know. I'm just glad of these 50 years, you know.
What 50 years you talking about, Griff?
50 years of marriage, anniversary.
What you say?
50 years.
Yeah.
That would be golden.
I got married on 4th of July, 1964.
4th of July, 1964. That is
D.C., to do that, you got to love one another. And another thing, you got to keep that he say, she say out your house, and you can make it.
Uh-oh. And what's that he, Henry, what is that he say, she say? What does that mean?
You know when somebody come by and say, he say this year, or she say this year, or she, just that he say, a bunch of lies, you know?
And so you and Miss Betty celebrating 50 years, a half century, the golden anniversary.
That's right.
Well, Griff, go ahead and say what you were going to say. I don't want to cut you off.
Them girls and girls got something planned for us. We don't know what it is, so I'm cleaning the vehicles up. I'm ready to ride.
Talking about the girls, talking about Rolanda and Kamala.
Your two daughters.
They're all around our age group, too.
That is wonderful. Let me just tell you, it is a blessing for us to share just a little bit of this with you. You know, every anniversary is amazing, but when you are blessed to have 50 years, a half century, the golden anniversary. It is something very, very, very special. There is, you know that God is in the center of that, and that is absolutely something that you just can't put enough words on. And so we honor you and Miss Betty Griffin today on your 50th. Go ahead, DC.
Yeah, we really do that Griff. And let me say this right here, because Miss Betty Griffin is a sweetheart, a sweet lady, mild-mannered lady. We've been knowing her all of our lives. And you know what? I've never heard one bad thing said about her. That speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Henry Griffin, who's retired from the Bunkie Police, from the Bunkie Fire Department, who was there for years, you guys have been the epitome of what a couple should be in the communities that we live in. And I'm telling you, y'all keep up the good work, and may God continue to bless your union. And we pronounce a blessing over y'all as well. And may y'all have a wonderful, happy, prosperous Independence Day.
I love it.
I really appreciate that, and thank y'all for having me on your show.
Absolutely. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day.
We got a song for you, Griff.
Miss Betty, thank you so much for...
Is Miss Betty going to take the alcohol letter? Is she going to talk?
Is Miss Betty
going to... No.
And I tell you, she's mild-mannered than me.
Absolutely. And I was going to say, Miss Betty, thank you for always being a lady.
Absolutely.
The epitome of what a lady is. You guys have a wonderful 50th. And many, many, many more. Thank you so much, Mr. You guys are absolutely living life like it's golden.
Yeah. And we thank you all.
We thank you. Have a great day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Woodforest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Woodforest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Woodforest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Colette Business, the business show. official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
The Bigger Show will be live in 3, 2.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Ew. Well, you're probably settling in by now. Some people, fortunately or unfortunately, got to get to the gig this morning, DC. So some people are on their way in. And if that's you, it's okay because we're here with you. It's 8:35 local time, 9:35 Eastern. And we're just traveling, DC. We're traveling this morning.
Traveling around.
On Independence Day. But we don't want to forget, really, that Independence Day is about our freedoms.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
We're going to have a lot of good food. We're going to have fireworks. We're going to have watermelon. But it's really about our freedoms. And we've got another friend on the phone from the capital city, Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Mr. Dwayne Wells, good morning and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing good. Doing good.
Great, great. So we know that you guys are going to enjoy the 4th, but the 4th has really special meaning for you. Let's first of all talk about what it means to you.
You know, I think the biggest thing that it means to me is that, you know, we have freedom in America. You know, for all the past soldiers who have done what they have done so we could have the rights to eat barbecue today, go fishing, you know, do all the things that we want to do. So I think that's the most important point in celebrating the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne, let me just back you up for a minute. Before you go into that, because I know a lot of the listeners, they hear Dwayne Wells. That's sort of a name where it could be a Dwayne Wells in Ellick, one in Monroe, one in Opelousas, one in Baton Rouge. But you are the Dwayne Wells from right here in the city of Alexandria, aren't you?
Tell straight us a out little, the Canyon Village, baby.
Tell us a little bit about you, who you are, frat.
Straight down, you know, born and raised down lower third in the Canyon Village. A graduate of Air Street Elementary, Jones Street Junior High, and the Mighty P.
The Mighty P. And what is the Mighty P for those people who might not know?
P by D.
That's a Peabody alum.
Absolutely.
He's proud of it too, Jack.
And that's also go ahead, Dwayne.
Call that, I was gonna say, you know, a Grambling State University alum.
Uh-oh.
You would understand that, huh?
Oh yeah. The place where everybody is somebody. The home of the Tigers.
Now watch this, Carlette. Now, Dwayne, with all that said, let everybody out there know why Independence Day is important to you.
Man, it's important because, you know what, I get to wake up this morning, I get to pack my clothes and get my family together, go to a baseball tournament with my 13-year-old son this morning, and, you know, I just have that freedom to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what a lot of people probably that know you know that you have served our great country. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, Colette, I went through ROTC at Grambling. When I graduated, I became an officer in the United States Army. And believe it or not, I've been serving our country for the past 27 years on active duty and reserve.
Wow. Now you're being a little bit modest there. You're being just a little bit modest.
He's an alpha man too. So
he is an alpha man, but he's being modest. You're a major in the United States Army, so I mean that speaks volumes about you, your heart, and your service to your country.
Yeah, it just talks about the time that I've put in, but I can tell you this, Carlette, there's a lot of others who have served, you know, been as dedicated or even more dedicated than I have been. I can tell you this, the military has been good for me, and to me. So it has opened up doors and opportunities for me without a doubt.
Absolutely. And so you guys have something special planned today. Share with us what that is.
Actually, we headed to Houma, Louisiana for a state baseball tournament with my 13-year-old son this morning.
Wow. And so how excited are you, and how excited is your son about this state tournament?
I think he's pretty excited because this morning is probably the earliest he has gotten up all week. So he must be pretty excited about it.
And so you guys are going to have, I guess, hot dogs at the football field, at the baseball field.
No. I heard you talking about earlier, eating healthy.
Uh-huh.
So we'll probably be, my wife will probably be packing something for us to eat.
Oh, my goodness. So what's in the picnic pack?
Probably some baked fish.
Wow.
Baked chicken.
Mmm.
A little sweet potato. You know, hey, DC, you know Alpha Man has to eat good, man.
Alpha Man has to eat good, and I'm going to tell you, Fred, I've been kind of letting Fred down on that eating. But as a matter of fact, this month, I was talking to Jeff, Jeff.
Franklin.
He emailed me yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna be at the Alpha meeting is on the 10th, and I'm gonna make it my business to be at the meeting because I need to let the bros rub off on me because I've been eating a little too much, man. I notice all the brothers in the chapter here, nobody's really overweight. Everybody's nice and trim.
Oh my goodness. Well, what we call it progress instead of perfection. So you are making great progress, and you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Yes.
But I don't look like Dwayne. Dwayne still looks like he did in college.
Lean, mean, fighting machine.
No, man. I don't know about that. My wife wouldn't say that.
Uh-oh. Well, Dwayne, you and Erica and your son, your family, we hope that you guys have an incredible 4th of July, Independence Day. But most importantly, we hope that y'all win. We hope that y'all win.
We hope so, too.
Yeah, so we're going to be rooting for y'all in the spirit. We hope that you have a great time, a safe trip. And most importantly, we hope that you win.
Carlette, if you don't say my son's name, Colby, Eric, and Zach, they probably going to beat me up, okay?
Colby,
Eric,
and
Zach. Wales.
Colby, yeah. Eric, and
Colby
Zach.
Colby Wales just hit one over the big wall, ladies and gentlemen. I see that right now. I see him with the Yankees.
Uh-oh. We see him hitting one out of the park. Dwayne, you have been great. Thank you guys so much for spending the earliest and the very best part of your morning with us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
I'm going to be in touch with you, Dwayne.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be in touch with your friend.
All right, DC.
All right. Bye now.
We got another man coming right up.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to tell you who it is. I'm going to just let you ask him.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring him right up to you.
Can I at least know where we're going?
We just left Baton Rouge. Now we're headed over to the big old state of Texas. You know, everything is big in Texas.
Everything is big in Texas. Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Harold Jackson calling in from Beaumont, Texas.
The big old city of Texas.
Harold Jackson calling in from the big city of Beaumont, Texas. Harold, good morning. Yes. It's so good to hear you.
Good morning.
Well,
what
people won't know is that we all grew up together many, many years ago in the big town of Bunky, Louisiana.
I don't know, Carlette. Harold didn't know who DeNarva was.
Well, DeNarva was a little bit younger.
Well,
yeah.
Not that much younger, but
a little bit.
Yeah, that's Terrell's little brother.
So, Harold, how are you and what are you doing on this Independence Day?
I'm doing well. What I'm doing for the Independence Day, I started off with my morning prayer.
Oh my goodness, amazing. That's perfect.
Yes, I pray in the mornings with my classmates.
Come on.
Class of 82.
Wow. So how did that get started? Yeah. How did that get started?
I don't know. I was brought into it some years ago, and just classmates wanted to start praying and each morning throughout the country.
Wow.
And so we pray with classmates from California, Alabama, Florida. I'm the only one from Texas right now, so but that's what we do. We call ourselves the PAC group.
Uh-oh.
Prayer across the country.
Oh, I love that. So, the PAC group. Prayer across the country. And so do you guys link up on via telephone? Do you do a conference type prayer or how does that work?
Yes, it's conference calling and we call in and different one of us pray, each morning. We all have a different prayer list that we're interceding for, and Mm-hmm. And on today, you know, we look at 1776 when the colonies declared independence, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll look at 2014, which appears that America has declared independence from God, look like. So we focus on today as our dependence day. You know, dependence day is not independence, it's dependence.
Uh-huh.
You know, we were focusing on John 15:5, where it was talking about, I am the vine, ye are the branches, you know.
Absolutely.
You can't be apart, you have to be connected. So that's what we was dealing with this morning. But it's a blessing just to be alive, and it's a blessing to conversate with our classmates each and every day in prayer. And also we look back and we pray for our city, the Bunky community, which we truly mm-hmm. love and try to support in every way we can.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you one thing, that is refreshing. That is a great way to start your Independence Day. And you know what? We want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us and share how you're getting your morning started. And we hope that you have a great Dependence Day, depending on God and trusting Him for all of the things that you have.
Awesome.
I love that.
Amen. Thank you, sister. You guys take care and be blessed. We'll see you in Louisiana real soon.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Harold. Have a great day.
Thank you, Harold.
All right.
All right.
Well, DC, we're traveling.
Yeah, we're just traveling.
We're traveling. We're rolling. We're rolling. It is a great day. And it's a great opportunity just to get a bird's eye view into what others are doing and how they're spending their day. And really just a small glimpse on how people are living. It's great to hear families. It's great to hear people talking about prayer. It's great to know that we have people in our midst that have served our country.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's just a wonderful feeling, isn't it?
It absolutely is, Corlette. And, you know, with Dwayne, my old frat brother there, man, he's doing wonderful things
mm-hmm.
in Baton Rouge. And I remember when we were in college, because he and I started college at ULM together.
Mm-hmm.
He started at ULM. That's where I actually know him from. I've been knowing him almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up transferring over to Grambling, and I ended up graduating from ULL,
mm-hmm.
University of Louisiana Lafayette. But we were all conjugating up there at ULM together, and he was a fine fella. And I think he pledged over at Beta Sigma
at Grambling.
At Grambling, mm-hmm. yeah.
And people will hear it.
I think he left the school to go to Grambling, so he didn't have to pledge under me.
Uh oh.
Back then, it was some serious pledge. Nobody was cakewalking in the frat.
Oh my goodness! Well, I tell you what, people will hear me talk about a lot of colleges because I globe trotted before I finally finished. But you know what? What we share with you guys all the time: just don't quit. So if you just hang in there, no matter what it looks like, and you just don't quit, eventually you'll get to the finish line. Well, that was pretty much my college career. So I went to several different schools. And you know what? Now I can look back and I can see those as opportunities. You're on point, everybody. It's already 8:48 local time, 9:48 Eastern. This segment sponsored by J&J Exterminating. They're Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control company, serving Louisiana for over 50 years, providing trusted and effective pest control service. For an absolute free consultation, you can phone 318-448-4800. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team down in Bunky. Boy, I bet they're cooking up some things down in the country.
He's probably got some rabbits
and some fresh, you know, hunted meat out there, some deer, I can only imagine. But if you're in need of Sylvia's, you can phone for an appointment, 318-346-2540, and they'll help you with any of their services. Also, Solo Productions, they capture your precious moments, one smile or 10 smiles at a time.
At a time.
If you need the photo booth for your precious moments, for your family reunions, for your weddings, for your events, 318-581-9106. Or log on to www.solophotoproductions.com. We're traveling this morning. We've still got lots of places to go, so let us get this break so we can get back right after this.
Part
of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young, Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OBT Network.
The bigger show will be live in 3, 2.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to Independence Day right here on the official OPT Network. We are traveling, D.C., and we are traveling now outside
Yes.
Of Louisiana.
Absolutely. Well, we went outside of Louisiana with Harold Jackson.
Right.
Beaumont, Texas.
Just kind of on the...
But now we're about to talk to some people that Central Louisiana hadn't talked to in a long time.
And let's...
Because we hadn't talked to them in a long time.
I know it.
It's been a long time.
Boy, you emphasize long.
These people and their folks need to be listening right now.
Uh-huh.
Some of them out there sitting out there like we told them in the beginning of the show saying, I wonder if they're going to be talking to some of my relatives.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing on the OPT? Well, you know how we do it.
We do it how?